call this workshop, millage rate workshop, to order. Mr. James?
Again, Father, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to lead us and guide us and direct us to every decision we make according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Miss Jackie.
That's a different brand there.
Okay, so what we did is, you know, the property appraiser certified the tax rolls as of July the 1st of 2022. So we have to put those numbers into the trim calculation. And what we have to do is determine what the rollback rate is, which is the rollback rate is the amount of proceeds that would be generated based on the prior year. We compare this year to last year. So you'll see on these sheets the proceeds at rollback rate and what the mills would be on each one of them. And then we calculated some different combinations of numbers to give you some ideas and some choices. And if you want additional things calculated, we can do that too. But we were just trying to come up with some reasonable comparisons for you to be able to tell what would be a good proposed millage rate on each of these three millage, the MSTU and the general fund. So if you want to start with general fund, the general fund rollback rate to get the same proceeds as you got in 2021, or 22, we're talking 23 here, I'm sorry. So for it would be 9.0692. So the property value went up quite a bit, the certified tax roll. And there was just a little bit of growth money there, only about, what do you say, 28,000? About 28,000. And so that would be your rollback rate. Then we calculated what the proceeds at 10 mills would be, 9.8, 9.6, and 9.5. And we can, like I said, we can calculate out additional items if you want to give you an idea of what we were going through.
But last year, we were at 10 mills, right?
Yes, you were.
Okay. And at 10 mills, it come up to the $5,996,000.
Well, it actually was a little bit less than that.
Okay.
Because there wasn't as much on the tax roll last year, but you know, if you calculated it out, this includes the growth.
Okay. Okay.
But basically, yes.
So if we leave it at 10 mills, we would get almost
$600,000
more. And how much is our new salary
It's the new salaries and then insurance increase that totals up to right at $300,000.
More than last year.
Yeah.
Didn't some of that assessment that we would have, don't some of that help for some of that too?
Well, this was... This was just the... I think how we calculated it. Yeah, but did we did that number include everybody, or does it only include
everybody?
Yeah, it does.
Everyone.
So yes, sir. Some of it would be and broke down the other. I just want to make sure what we were.
Well,
and that, we have no numbers in here yet for that.
No.
And we don't know what that is.
Didn't it have some ARPA money or something also that we used last year?
That's going to come into play in EMS.
Right.
It was $673,000.
The other half will be this year, correct?
The other half a million is going to be received in August of this fiscal year.
Right.
I could be wrong now. Didn't we talk about sheriff, helping the sheriff this next year? Talked about the smart cop stuff
and some
something in this courthouse.
Miss Barbie. Yes, whatever.
And Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, this is Dwayne. Yes, you are right. It is. Y'all have voted to earmark $240,000 for the clerk, $400,000 for the sheriff, and then the rest into the stormwater task force for the continuation of clean out of canal systems.
I thought I remember that, but I wasn't quite sure.
The thing that I always hate being maxed out on 10 mils, and it's hard not to be, but if you have no money actually in the bank, so to speak, if you're at 10 mils, you can always go up as long as you have room to go up, but you can't never go, but you got to go down somewhere in order to go back to it. But I don't know, I just have a hard time with always maxing that out.
Well, what I was just saying is, we were at 10 last year.
Yeah.
So, actually, it was like 5,900 something. And so to get that same amount, we got to get that same amount. You could roll it back to 9.06, but we can't go down that low because we've got to come up with some other money.
It's got to be somewhere in between.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could still come down off the 10, but still...
And remember, you know, when you set the proposed, you can always go down for the trial.
You
cannot go up.
Right.
So
we can propose higher and then vote finally.
And normally that's what we do.
I think that's
normal practice.
So it gives you some space if something was to happen that you could go up to that proposed rate or somewhere in between and at least have a little cushion. But if you go to exactly what you think you might need right now, which we're still in the budget process, so we still have a lot of figuring to do.
Didn't you say you've still got to figure on that the part-time, the...
And we have no idea what that dollar value is going to be or that expense is going to be when we get done. We received that notice this week that there is going to be an FRS audit, which we haven't had in, I don't even know when y'all have had an FRS audit. Have no idea yet. You know, we have just a little survey thing that we've got to look at first, and then they're going to send us information back. So, you know, my thing was we were going to proactively trying to call them and try and get this worked out, but we haven't had time to do it. So we're going to be forced to go ahead and get that. So that's another thing that's going to be hanging over our heads.
So if we're looking at this with the at least just the salary increase of a little over $300,000 figured into that without the additional unknown that we're going to be facing, we're at least going to have to fall in there somewhere around the 9.6, 9.7 just to cover what we know is coming in.
So you still got to do that figuring on. We don't know where we're going to be at there.
In addition to that, like I was telling a couple of you who were here before, we got in the discretionary revenue projection. Last year, it was like $1.1 million and $836, $835 for next year. So that's $350,000 that we're not, you know, they're projecting we're not going to get, that we're going to get this year.
So after you do your figuring, what you're saying, if I'm understanding right, we're maxed out last year. Good possibility we could roll back a little bit and still make the money that we need to get by.
Survive.
Well, the problem is, we don't need to survive. We got to get a cushion at some point to fall back on,
actually,
and then that
you're
way.
You're getting that cushion if you roll off that 10. That's the cushion I'm talking about. You're gaining some cushion. You can always go back.
But at this point, if the numbers I'm hearing, we can't roll off the 10 because we don't have enough cushion to roll off.
They talked about a 9.6, 9.7, so you are rolling back some.
Mm-hmm. And if we went from 10 to 9.8. We're still rolling off the 10.
Yeah.
I want last year. But last year.
That to me is when you build stability, because I'm like you, I don't like survival mode either. But you're building some stability in there because you're not charging as much tax. You're putting more tax money back into people's pockets. Hopefully they're going to spend local and it's going to stay local. So to me, that you've got to get off that 10.
Well, if the numbers she's throwing, if we get off 10, we ain't going to make threshold. That for the unseen that we got out there, the pay increases, the shortfall, and the other thing that you just mentioned that was 1 point that's down to 9-something, you go adding all those together, if you bang it off, we're not going to make the threshold.
Yeah.
Because we're still in the middle of the budget process, well, we've gotten a lot done, but we still have more to go. And also, we don't know what other things that General's going to need to help cover. We know that Recreation Library is going to need at least, we're thinking about $130,000, which they normally do anyway. I mean, this is not new, but we're trying to, depending on what you do, it could make that less. Depending on, we don't know what's going to happen with EMS, because it may be that General's going to have to subsidize EMS before it's over with. And I'm not saying I'm just saying that there's no other place for it to go. And that General already puts in money in roads because there's a limited amount of road money. It has to cover the communications. And there's 911 considerations that have to be figured in too.
The library's got a roof leaking that we've got to address all of that.
Yeah. And if we have that in the budget, we've got about 40,000 for the roof. Who knows if that'll be enough. That's what we're estimating. It's unknowns. There's still some unknowns at this point. And like I said, we've done a lot of work, but we're still not down to the nitty-gritty yet, and we're still working on each one of these funds, trying to make sure that we've got it all covered.
And too, I was going to bring up that, but in the workshop, talking about the library needing a roof, it's leaking, ruining a bunch of books and stuff. Mr. Robbie called me the other day, took me upstairs to the old roof. He's got a leak down here on the end, leaking in down in his office, ruining some of his stuff. So he took me up there and we looked at some of that. That's just on his corner. And y'all may have some leaks over there that we don't know about. You know what I'm saying? So.
The older these buildings get, the more liability there is And that's just two.
Exactly.
And one of the things that we have to keep in mind that we're looking at this year, these taxable values is this year has been a really big year in the market, so the property values are really higher than normal right now, and you know, next year or the year following, those property values may drop down. So if we max out the 10 mills,
that's exactly my train of thought.
And we're going to be used to operating all that 10 mill money, or we need to be very cautious about valuing at the max if those property values do drop down, and we do.
And they will.
I think there needs to be a meeting in the middle somewhere between the rollback rate and the maxed out 10 mills, and we can somewhere between the 9.6 and 9.8 is going to be our target spot.
We're still getting there. After Ms. Jackie does all her research and all that, and she advises us which way to go. Got to get our money, but we'll still be able to back off that 10.
Right.
But we still will be able to roll back, but still be able to get our money that we need to survive. So we'll still maybe make a little cushion.
A cushion.
Well, last year we didn't have no cushion.
We didn't have no cushion in a while.
We ain't rolled it back since I've been in this chair, have we?
Last time I honestly remember it was in 11 or 12.
Well, yeah.
When it rolled back. But fellows, this is something, you know, it's kind of off of the millage just a little bit, but it affects it dramatically. We spend money sometimes that we really need some more information on before we spend it. There's numbers of times that we don't get maintenance on a piece of equipment and what that equipment's costing us. What we're going to do with equipment whenever we do replace it, There's a lot of stuff that we need to clean up on our end. Just because somebody says, Paul comes to me and says, hey, we need a new truck. What's wrong with yours? You know, what's wrong with your Packer truck, preacher? I'm just using that as an example. But we really need to get back into this maintenance sheets, the cost of doing business. And I feel like we've kind of got away from that. That's something that's going to bite us before it's over, because everybody wants something new. I'm the world's worst of it. I want a new truck. My wife wants a new car. I want a new house. But we stay within our means. And sometimes I think we forget that from time to time. Because quite honestly, we bought a $302,000 excavator. We throw that out there unbeknownst before we could even finance it. You know, we bought it. That's the kind of stuff. What happened to the old one? What was it costing us? So before we go to spending a lot of money, we need to get back into doing some homework and research on that. That's just my 2 cents.
I think we can all be better doing that.
It's hard. It is hard to balance when is a piece of, when you're spending more money on maintenance than a new one would. It's a hard balance.
We're looking at a new lease on a motor grader this year. What motor grader are we replacing? What's the maintenance cost on the motor grader? What are we going to do with the old motor grader? Could we sell it and get some?
I brought it up at the meeting when we were buying that other equipment. Y'all didn't follow along with me. I mean, like in Acela, for instance, when they buy equipment, they buy equipment on a buyout. The CAT or whoever you buy them will tell you what the lifespan of that tractor is. And we're buying a silo, we're buying the equipment, and if the lifespan is 5 years, 10 years, it's so many hours, and they're giving them a guaranteed buyback at that point. They're going to give you that much money back, you put that towards down payment for a new machine. So you don't get into those repairs.
Yeah.
And you build that into your contract, and that way you're not working on a bunch of what equipment. It is rotating, and that they're providing the maintenance throughout the whole thing. But I couldn't get y'all to agree to get those contracts that way. And that's how you're going to get on top of your maintenance of your vehicles, because these companies will step up to plate and give you a contract that after 5 years we'll buy it back at this and we'll keep the maintenance up to that point. And then you're not doing repairs.
Yeah. Well, sometimes repairs are not all bad either. Now, I mean, it's cheaper to buy a pump than it is to pay a payment for 5 years too. So,
yep.
You know, we got to look at that side of it. That's what I'm talking about.
No, we just recently sold a Dozier at auction that just needed batteries. But, I mean.
Exactly right. So, I don't know. I just think at the end of the day, and it does all go back to your millage, because that's where
the
money comes from.
And
we just need to.
Well, I'm getting that on setting budgets and going forth and trying to manage money. If you've already got a plan set up, they're going to know ahead of time that at this year date, this piece of equipment is coming off. We're going to have these funds set aside to go towards a new purchase.
And I agree with
that. Instead of just, like, she come in there one day, didn't know nothing about no Traco, and they think, you knew we bought Traco.
Yes.
You know, that's pre-planned.
And I'm not going to lie about it. I've regretted us doing that from the get-go. Not saying we didn't need the tractor, but we didn't do our homework on it. At the end of the day, we did not do our homework on that. Great purchase. They needed it. So they said they needed it. But we've got to do better at that. And I say that because we are looking at a new motor grader. We just bought a new limited free truck. We're looking at some rubber tire track hose or back hose, whatever they're called. Looking at Packer trucks. I mean, it's a rubber.
A whole lot of things. Yep.
Just because we say we need it, we need some maintenance stuff. What this thing's costing us. Hours, what it produces, what it don't produce, what we're missing. We need some stuff to make a good educated decision. Because it does affect the 10 mils per night.
Well,
I'm sorry, Ms. Sethi.
No, I agree. It's a balance act, and you, as a supervisor or the manager, you want your people to have the equipment to do the job. If they can't do that and you're sitting with downtime, you're not productive either.
Right.
If the grader is out for 2 months, that those roads don't get graded.
Right.
And, you know, you've got this push and pull there that's tough, and you're paying somebody to sit, you know, or run a mower when he should be running a trap set grader. So it's a hard thing. If we all had enough money, we wouldn't have these discussions, you know.
Well, the good thing, I do like the direction we have went, and it started last year, was including our supervisors in their budgets. I really like that, and it kind of tells the road department what they got. I mean, it's just across the board. It's a great thing. It's new to them. They're like, oh, my God, I've never seen numbers like this. But it kind of holds them more accountable.
I think it's been a successful program for everybody.
Yes, I think it's.
We're still learning from that, too. Every time we meet, we learn something new, and that's what it's about, you know. If I learned stuff from the department head learned stuff from me. We are learning stuff from Paul. You know, Dwayne, different ones have different perspectives, and it helps all of us do our job better. Absolutely. So anyway, so back to general fund. What do we think? You won't vote on it here, but you know we'll need a direction after 6 o'clock tonight, and what the proposal list will be for general. So
we can propose it tonight, But that's not the final.
That is not the final.
We always...
It's the max that, once you've set the proposed, that's the max that you can do.
We can always come down final.
Always come down, yes, sir.
Well, we're in a workshop now, so the thing that we got to do is, as board members, and give them direction tonight during the board meeting. But the one thing I think we need to remember is we have had a lot of property value increase. We have done a special assessment increase. So next year, you know you're going to get through this budget somehow or another. It's going to work itself out with a lot of hard work. But next year, you automatically got to calculate next year into this too. We're not going to have another increase on assessment. We're not going to continue having property value increase. So you got to remember, you got to have a cushion for next year also. But I think we are headed there in the budget and $5 a gallon from diesel. I mean, I heard, I heard $250,000 just for fuel alone at the last board meeting when I was on the phone. I was like, gee, my Nelly. You know, so every department does have increase, but we've had some increases on our ends too, trying to help offset them. That's my spiel. Shut up.
I would think that you set in the position that you guys are, if you have the opportunity to do something a little less than the 10 mills, but not the complete rollback of the 9.06, 9.2, if you could set your proposed somewhere around the 9.8, and that'll give a little bit of time for some of those additional numbers to come in. And if you decide to decrease that a little bit more, you have that opportunity. Go down, but you can't go up.
Amen, brother.
So, I mean, that gives you, it shows a good faith effort on the board that you at least try to do everything you can for the taxpayer.
Hypothetically speaking, finance directors, what is y'all's recommendation?
I agree with Tom. I personally, I would go with the 9.8, but that's, I'm just saying it gives you some wiggle room if you need it.
And that still gets us off the 10.
We know we can't go down to 9.5. You know you really can't go, just barely go down to 9.6. 9.6 would barely cover just the
numbers.
So at least 9.8 gives you a...
And y'all still trying to work
it's
it
too. Still it's only $140,000 more. I mean, from that.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at.
I mean, it isn't really big bucks.
That's exactly what I was looking at.
For every one-tenth of a mill, it's about $66,000 is what comes out. So. You know, like I said, we don't have a crystal ball either. We're trying to do the best we can to give you some insight. And, I would not want to go lower than 9.8 because it leaves you no cushion there at all, just in case. But we'll work with whatever you give.
And remember, we give them a lot of things to try to work in that too. They know our equipment, our labor rate, our whole running of our county. We always say to them, so you got to be careful what you throw to them by setting this too.
Well, we'll do our best to keep it as low as we can. You know, and at the August 4th meeting, we should have some recap numbers and for you to look at and see where we are on August 4th based on what you propose, and then you can go up or down, or determine what else you want to see us present to you so you can see exactly where the money's going or how much detail you want and that kind of thing. Or if you can see somewhere stuff that we haven't seen. You know, that is our goal, is to have that information to you on August 4th. And it's still going to be a little bit of a work in progress because we're still gathering information, but it'll be closer.
We'll have more information on
yes.
the support than we do now.
Yes.
For the instances that will be coming.
So later
on, before
I mean,
but yeah. Okay. What's next? We all want to preempt the campaign in the fall of the 9.8 proposal.
Yeah, I mean, that gives us what we need on both sides. To me, I mean, we'll vote on it.
But, okay, you
want to
do EMS first or Recreation Library first?
Worse in front of them.
Okay, the EMS, get the tough one out of the way. So the rollback rate for what the mills that EMS has been at for a long, long time is 2.6. So rollback rate is 2.358 to get the same proceeds. Remember that to balance the budget last year, we had to use $673,000 approximately of ARPA money to get them to balance because the decision was made not to raise the millage for EMS because of the other considerations. So we know we've got at least that to make up because it didn't, you know, the cost of doing business didn't go down. Then in addition to that, you've got the increases in the raise in the spring and the retirement. And what else, gentlemen?
Fuel cost
is through the roof. And just the overall everyday stuff is more expensive because of shipping and et cetera, et cetera. So, just to get what we figured, it's going to be close to $800,000 to $900,000 just to barely break even. And that was, again, it's a work in progress, which they've been working really hard. We've been working hard on it. But you see where we're at with the millage.
Has that taken into account the assessments that we did and all that?
Well, this EMS doesn't have assessments.
On the fire side, they do.
Fire, but this is not fire. This is EMS. So they fire has its own budget based on the assessment, and they have dedicated firefighters in that budget. And, you know, they all help each other, but it's, you know, there's... That budget is not fat either. It's not like it's just even with the assessment raise, it isn't going to, it can't take the burden off of EMS. It doesn't have that kind of funds to do that.
If I might, because of the way the money is gathered, village assessment has to be location. Always get those separate. By using 40 fire, 40 mass, even though it's all one department working together, you'll have to show that separation of funding. Unless we create one tax based on the overall situation, we have to rebuild our entire tax situation. I think more than that. But recall in March when we put the way to try at least get the position filled. We moved everyone that we could out of the EMS budget into the fire budget. The board had approved 6 additional positions which were going to come out of fire. So we eat up those 6 positions with the staff that we moved out of EMS that we had previously been paying out of EMS to help do fire. So it settled the fire side, but we lost 6 positions. And we were already short almost $700,000. Now we've got nearly $250,000 in additional fuel, rise in retirement, pay raises, operating costs, and we can just continue to go on. We all know what those costs are. That number doesn't go down. We already knew we were going to be $700,000 short just that last year, and that's where we are, plus some. So that delineation of fund has to be there by law based on how that money is collected. So we try to keep those separated and use those funds for that particular situation. I hope that helps explain it a little bit.
So how much that you need? Explain what you just said again to me.
In fire right now, the fire budget is fairly well balanced based on the projected revenue that we know is coming in. We're about, Jack and I are from tipping points over who's out. We're between $7,000 and $10,000 out, which I can overcome. It's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
If we have to overcome that, it's not a problem. EMS is going to be probably near 900,000 or better. Those numbers we don't have.
So almost say $900,000.
And keep in mind that's losing three positions overall permanent. I left three in there. The way I done that was I converted, since we had to start paying retirement on our part time people, I converted those positions to full time and paid a little bit of insurance on them. So I got three of the positions that I lost. And we'll have to use those to backfill openings because now we have no part-time. But with that $900,000, we've just lost three of those positions you approved last year. So we will be down in three positions.
So not counting the six positions.
Well, that is three. Those three of those are the six.
Okay.
With the proposed budget, we'll keep three and lose three of the full-time positions. We also, in that process, lose all of our part-time, which we don't have that much of that many anyway. So it's not a big deal, and I'm willing to make them in full-time, and we can cover open shifts for their full-time for the most part, and we still have some part-time there. But we will be, with what's proposed, losing three positions that we had hoped and planned for last year, which would have put a second ambulance and fire truck here in Culp City. And now that truck will be a one-person truck, and basically we won't have that fifth ambulance that we would have had on staff all the time. We'll have to take something out of service to make a fifth ambulance happen. Where with the six divisions last year, we would have had another ambulance 24/7. So it hurts either way. I don't know the number for the other three divisions, but it's going to be more than what we're short already. So I don't know that it's worth the argument about that.
So last year we was at 2.6 on y'all.
It
was at 2.6 last year. But to get
it's been that way for several years, right?
As far as I can ever remember, I may have been here when it changed, but I wasn't.
And that 900 and something thousand, is that including the fuel?
It's not quite. I think $250,000 is with fire and EMS, I think. But it's still mighty close to $250,000 just for fuel.
Unless my calculation's right, to get your 900, we'd have to max.
And we probably still would have to cut.
Well, what I've done is I took that bottom figure down there, if you maxed it out, and subtracted what you had last year, you got
$918,000. That would be right about there. And we can probably scratch around and fix that. I don't want to say we can because both that yet we're not that deep into that budget yet to give you that depth of actually what I'm trying to say.
So there's still some figuring on.
Yes.
Okay.
And almost, of course, to make it final, but we're just kind of going on an estimation right now. We've got some numbers ahead of us, but not where it's at.
Well, I'm gonna do my same spiel and I'm on the general. Not interested in maxing it out.
We need a cushion. Or would lack a cushion?
We need a cushion. Need a cushion.
And it's just the max rate of the 3.74 would only get you close to breaking even.
If you've done the 3.4, that would give you 693. You need 9. So you're still looking at a little over 200,000 that we'd have to come out of the general to put over there to get them by.
And you know, it's a moving target. You know, again, it may be a little.
But like I say, y'all still ain't done. Got you all your figures up.
Mm-hmm.
We found some issues in our first set of numbers that we needed changes in. And we found some issues not been able to stop making changes. We've just been kind of guessing at what that number is.
$600,000 number?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
We knew. 14 months ago, we were going to be $700,000 short.
Yep.
We were $700,000 short last year. I knew before I started the budget that I was going to be three-quarters of a million in the hole. And then we added all the additional costs.
And that's where the ARPA money came in.
That's where the ARPA money.
That's not available now.
And our next step is we'll just pay a lot of people to stop reaching out to the ambulances or stop making the calls. Most of those are not popping up.
Busing's not an option.
Sir.
Busing's not an option.
I understand, but I want you to know where we are, because honestly, Scotty and I, and now Matt and I, we've tried to cut everything that we can. We know those costs are there. And this year has killed us. Tim and I used to budget $5 a gallon for fuel, and nobody ever thought we would see it. And Scotty and I started cutting that. And that's why this year, you start talking $15,000, $18,000, $20,000 a month for fuel that you didn't find out. It hurts. That's why she said they may have to cover some. Because, my last fuel bill was 17, the one before that was 16, and the one before that was 13. And that was only at Chevron. That did not include our Voyager cards, Mr. Stevenson's old store, or anything else they got to count. Or at the county yard. That was just at Chevron. So, that cost us.
Y'all include your depth fluid and all in your...
Not in the fuel front, but it's in our operating supplies. All that's went up for...
Yeah.
As we said, it's an operating cost, too, our operating supplies. What we done this year was we left the operating supplies. We took some out of it. I think I reduced all three lines by 10 or 15,000 each. And we added way more to that in a separate fuel line item. We made a line item just for fuel this year. So... added all of that amount, but I did take in 40,000 out of our operating supplies because we took the fuel out of it. But that's still not that's already with that reduction in the budget. I did reduce that already, and we still have to have more. But we should have that buffer because we took all the fuel out of it. So it's a shell game, honestly, back and forth trying to figure out where we're going to land where.
only other, we've already increased the call fees. I don't know if there's any room there. They've done a really good job of collecting. That process has improved greatly. You know, we're headed in the right direction on that. It's just that the increases are outstripping the, increase. Yeah.
There again, Ms. Jackie, I'm going to ask you the same question. What number do you think we can do again? And Ms. Brenda, I'm sorry, I don't want to leave you out of here.
You're good. Truthfully, I would probably go between the max and the 3.4.
I just did some figures and trying to look at around 900,000, and if you went up 1 mil to take it to 3.6, that would gain you about 821,000. That would bring it up to about 3.8. So if you did meet in there around the 3.6, you would get close to 800,000.
That's pretty close to.
And that's how much was it last year with the rollback?
2.358. The rollback rate.
And you're looking at a 3.6, basically 6.
You've been at 2.6 for a number of years. If you increase that by 1 and go to 3.6.
Only go up 1 point.
1 mil.
1 mil.
1 mil's value is, you said a tenth of 66,000. 1 mil value is how much you think? 5, 6
months. $660,000.
$661,000.
Right?
Yeah. That's exactly where I was going, honestly. We were replacing the ARPA money.
But, you know, if you want any cushion, you need to go a little higher
I hesitate to say this, but I'm going to anyway. And is there anything operational there on y'all's end? I mean, and by no means I'm not picking y'all apart. We've done the same thing with the other departments. Is there anything operational that we could do differently to save a little bit of money? I mean,
the honest and actually try to do that every time we get that opportunity. We can cut. I have right now on my desk, and unfortunately, I don't have money this year because I'm running short based on fuel. I have a procedure ready to be put in place as soon as we get a new budget to change the way we do and buy oxygen, cut that cost by thousands of dollars each month.
And that's exactly what I'm talking about.
We do that every day. I can't think of anything other than that right now that I've got on the agenda. Anytime we see anything, we're constantly reviewing that, and if we see something, we can make changes and decrease that amount. And we had the opportunity this year, it still cost the county money, but we had the opportunity to remodel and revamp that station in Old Town, which is going to be our primary station out of impact fees because of the way we merged and changed the group. We're trying to take those opportunities to fix things that are long-lasting. I'm hesitant to say we can put new trucks. We did buy one a couple of years ago whenever the COVID money come out, which helps us to be ahead of the game there. We're likely, but I don't want to think out of the budget, probably not going to be able to be chassis truck this year or buy a truck this year because we can't get a chassis. We've had a request in, a letter of request for 2.5 months now, and they postponed it because dealerships don't have a chassis. We're getting to a point to where we're probably not even going to be able to get a chassis truck. That's going to save us a little money. But we can't take it out of the budget because next year we're going
to
need it.
Yeah,
but I mean, we try every way that we can. We're in the process of reviewing some of our uniform costs and different things and the way we purchase and do those and possibly uniform allotments instead of buying. Those are things that we look at all the time, trying to do everything we can to make that happen. Buy stuff in bulk so that we don't have to buy it individually.
I know one time we've been a while back, we had looked at, you know, like, let's just say you and Roy or Scott or Matt, one of them goes to a scene and say, hey, we don't need to roll three ambulances and four fire trucks out. I mean, I know we're still doing stuff like that, and that's saving us some money also.
That's hard for us because we never know from dispatch what we have to
do. But if y'all, yeah.
But, we've already, it's been probably 5 or 6 months ago, we've already sent out emails to the staff not to hide in the trucks, not to be out of zone if they don't have to, not to respond, if they, not let me back up, not to respond. But to go to areas, like coming to the office to get supplies, they can make it one trip instead of three. We sent that email out months ago.
And see, that's the unseen stuff that people don't know and see it. That's what I'm trying to get out there.
As a matter of fact, 2 weeks ago, we're in the process of moving our logistics from here in town, all of our medical supplies, to our old station in Old Town, our old rescue station. I told you all I may have a use for it, but I have. I don't know if I told you that. But that's a central spot where every truck comes back into the county there, and they can stop and get them instead of having to come to town to get supplies. So those things we're doing routinely. As we see them, we're trying our best to save a dollar everywhere we can, folks, because we know it's expensive.
Do you follow what I'm saying? I mean, people don't know that, and all they see is, oh, they're going to max out their village rate. You know, they don't know what we're trying to do to prevent that from happening until we get the word out. And we're not picking it apart, but I know we're doing a lot of stuff to, trying to save and cut all we can, but people need to know that also. And that was the point I was trying to make.
They, what I have seen is all the departments do a decent job.
Mm-hmm.
They do an excellent job of picking every little thing they do. And that's been since the day I walked in the door. And that's just my opinion, but that's what I've observed. Mm-hmm. They really try hard to keep things under control. And
but you're on the side of it that you see that.
Yes, sir.
Joe blows north.
Yes, sir.
Exactly.
I agree. So we need to do a better job of telling our story.
Yes. Yes, most definitely. Yes, most definitely.
Yeah. And we try to do that in the regular board meeting. But, you only have a handful of people, and however they report it, they report it. But maybe we need to blow our own horn a little bit in some other respects. These are the things we're doing to try to save money, to try to keep things within the boobies, and that kind of thing. But if we don't blow our own horn, we're not.
Nobody else will.
Yeah.
They'll blow it. They'll blow it against you.
Yeah.
We're only going to focus on the negative things. Always. Everybody's out there pushing the positive things.
Right. Amen. There's that old thing of we're doing. Everybody wants us to do everything with nothing.
Until it needs to go to their house.
So, and that, you can only do what you can do.
One more thing, Darren, and I know Jody kind of hit on it a while ago, and I understand the separation of the fire and the EMS. I completely get that because assessment does do the fire side of it, and we all understand that, but. Is how you're not subsidizing out of the EMS as much for the fire side of it, because that number used to come directly out of the EMS, and we all know that. So that money there, that's not going over here now, is staying over here somewhat, correct or not? Is that a fair assessment of that?
Yes, sir. That money was originally used from every staff member you had.
Right.
Worked around, got fuel and fire, and whenever we got the investment, we got a good portion of this on fire. And that gave us the breathing room last year to be around $690,000 short instead of $1.3 million.
You didn't have the special assessment increase, you'd be in a whole worse shape.
Well, that's way more of the close. I do, because that's the first thing that I will hear, and I'm sure the rest of them will hear the same thing. Well, y'all just went up on this, and where's that money at?
Although y'all approved last year with the fire assessment to have the six positions. We still have no more staff than we did then. These positions that we moved to fire made up that deficit.
Yeah.
And we used that fire money to pick up that deficit.
The other thing too, Darren, is we used some money that was honestly that was budgeted and unfilled positions, and we actually gave some raises on y'all's end too. Remember that?
Yes.
So it's that money there. That money is still in your budget there for this coming up year. But now, what about them? Are them the positions that you're talking about maybe not being able to fund now?
No. That's just our current positions. All that money still has to be used because they're not going to go down this way.
No, I understand that, but you, when you use the money over here on this side of it, and then you roll into the new budget here, that money there is still, it's new money, basically. And the positions is what I was talking about because you were talking about losing three positions. Is that the positions that...
The six positions were in fire because of that increase of assessment.
Right.
It was going to allow us to add six positions, which we were going to fund in fire.
Right.
But whenever we couldn't even keep up with what we had, and we knew we had to raise our rates to compare with everybody else, I took all of the positions I could out of EMS and moved into them six positions we had in fire,
mm-hmm.
which allowed us to give the pay raises and keep us balanced.
Right.
And now
in the current year, last year, or this year.
Yes, sir.
So
and now we still have that same cost.
That was my point. That was exactly my point. The costs are the same, but your money, you got to have new money to fill that cost.
The three positions that we did include back in the budget, those positions were already there last year.
But unfilled.
They were classified in part-time status. The monies were not much of a change. We have to pay insurance on three people.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to pay retirement. But at the time, we were not aware that we needed to pay and retire should have. Don't have to pay retirement. So either way, we would have to include that money in this year's budget, whether it be part-time or full-time. So by adding the three positions, it only cost us, and Ms. Jackie, correct me if I'm wrong, but it only cost us about $30,000 additional money. Put three full-time employees working with benefits and everything else versus part-time. And then we can use those positions. If I have a vacancy in Old Town today, I can take that extra firefighter or paramedic and put them in the vacancy instead of calling them a part-time person.
It actually saved more than that.
It saved more than that
because
of overtime.
Because of overtime, yes.
Yes.
No, it saved more than that.
Yeah, overtime, it saves on that. But my point being, Darren, is ARPA money, $600,000, correct?
$670,000.
Okay, the money that we unfilled positions that we gave raises to because we had unfilled positions, what was that dollar figure? A couple $100,000 round numbers? So that's $700,000. How short are you? Okay, there you go.
$250,000.
You know, sooner or later you pay the fiver.
Absolutely. We just focus on it.
Yes. That's what I say. I mean, our next option is to either cut pay some people. We can find a way not to run some of the calls. And I promise you, I'm working on that as well. And I'm going to need some board help in the very near future. I told y'all a couple of meetings ago that we have a facility wanting to come in and provide medical care in this county 7 days a week. Unfortunately, the facility that is in the county getting the Medicaid money, not providing services that much service as they could or we need them. But the other facility is not coming if they can't get the Medicare and Medicaid money because 80% of our population is Medicare and Medicaid. They don't have private insurance. And that is a federal level action that has to be taken. And the first thing I want to do is meet with that medical facility and their representatives and say, hey, we need more services. But I'm afraid they're not going to get it. So then we're going to have to go to the federal, state and federal levels and speak to the senators and representatives. Get that Medicare Medicaid funding allotment changed. I've already sent word that I want to meet with that on the federal level, which it is federal money, so that's going to be the big kicker. And I will get with the local representative once we know who they are, but I can't do that until I meet with the doctor's facility, the medical facility first, and tell them to step up the game. We can do that. There's a possibility a lot of our call load may go down, not a lot, but some. may go down, which will help him save cost savings. Yep. I don't want to make much of that public yet.
Well, you led into my next statement, exactly. Honestly, as you call out from this year to last year, what is your number?
Additional 500.
That's what I was thinking, 5,600.
4,000 to 4,500.
Yeah, 5,600 more calls than what we're doing
last year. So progressively continue to grow.
And actually, in them vouchers right there, there's two Gilchrist County calls in there also.
I
just looked at it. So there's two. So that's two y'all didn't make because you didn't have a peak.
We do everything we can. We go to fires because we don't have enough firefighters. When I'm at home at 2 o'clock in the morning and my house is burning, I generally get my foot out of bed and I go to the fire. Because I know they have 1 to 3 people and they need 18. And it ain't better. When medical calls come in, we don't have enough ambulances. During the day, one of these guys gets on a truck and they run. If it gets bad enough, we'll take our engine out of service and they run that call. We don't have any fire coverage. And then I have to go to the fire. We had a house fire. Not long ago where that occurred, I had to go get the engine, and me and the officer fought the fire for a while so we could get another truck there because of that very situation. We need more help. Everybody knows that. But we can only do that when we have the funding. And we're trying every way we can to take care of as much slack as we can there. But it's difficult to maintain the level of service that we provide and the quality of service that we provide for what we have.
That's a lot more.
So what was that? You said it needs to be between 3.4 and 3.7? 3.6?
3.6.
Suggested.
On your highness.
On the highness.
Is that still a 3.2 or does that go to 4.1?
4.1.
Anything over
3.4
goes to a 4.1 vote. Yes, that's even on the proposed then, or is that?
No, it's not on the proposed. It's just on the final.
Okay.
Yeah, the proposed you can go.
We can max it on proposed.
Yeah.
And then come down. But anything above 3.4, like Mark was saying, it's got to be a 4-to-1. Mm-hmm. If it's 3.4 or less, it could be a 3-to-2. Okay.
The only reason we put that on there is so you understand where they're at, opinion wise, or what your tolerance level is.
Would 3.6 be a good suggested place to start for a proposed place?
I'd say that.
It gets it closer, and we'll just have to try and work.
We just have to
work with it and see what we can come up with. At least it's a lot closer than.
That's closer than 3.4.
But whatever. Any other questions or anything? Hopefully this one will be a little bit easier to swallow. You know, talking about getting stuff. Okay. The Recreation Library, MSTU, has been 0.4 for a long time. The rollback rate is 0.3628 to get the same proceeds as last year. If you take it up to 0.4, it'll give you $264,487. Whatever you decide to do, the difference from what to balance the budget comes out of general. So whatever you do
who on this end it affects general. So that we could tweak the budget a little bit, but there's not a lot of tweaking to do there because we still need in the recreation library budget, it's all the little parks and boat ramps and in addition to the libraries, the big library and the two little libraries.
How short are you in this one?
129,
sorry. 0.3 this time. 239, is that correct?
We plugged in the 0.4. That's what I put in the budget. If we use that, then we're almost a little over $129,000 short.
Yeah, that only gives you, if you leave it 4 mils, that only gives you about $25,000.
Yeah, 25.
So that's why we gave you some other options, too, because
but still, your numbers are a lot smaller, too.
Yes.
You got a lot. Really, truly, even with numbers like that, it's a lot less wiggle room than you do with bigger numbers.
Easier for general to prop up 100.
But the ideal is general not prop up nothing.
We're all about that, yeah.
How much you say that roof was going to cost?
$40,000. We put $40,000. That's included in that $129,000.
Yeah.
Already. Well, they're estimating
$40,000. Yes. Whenever, Paul, I guess this is going to be, is Dwayne coming from?
Yes.
Dwayne, can you hear me?
Dwayne.
He must be sunbathing.
Yes, Dwayne. Yes, I can hear. Yes.
Hey, my question is, you know, our road department does a lot of our maintenance on our buildings, putting signs up, maintaining boat ramps. Do they come back with a line item that brings that any community building maintenance? Do they break that out, literally break it out in our budget, or is that just something the road is taking the hit on and part of their budget? Because if it is, that's unfair to the road.
No, no, sir, Commissioner. We break it out by wherever they go and conduct the maintenance. So if the maintenance crew goes to 55A Community Center, they charge that invoice out to that, and we have a little bit of money in each building throughout the county that we budget for repair and maintenance, operational in the building. But it's very minimum in each building because some years you won't have to do a lot of maintenance in one building, whereas you'll have to spend a lot more money at the Trail Riders Club over the Women's Center, and that's just an example.
And that's what I want to know. Now, what about the rental fees? I think we've gotten better at that side of it, actually holding firm to that's what the building costs, and if you want it, this is what it does. How much?
Yes.
Well, 55A is a no-charge building, correct?
That's correct.
All right, so let's use Trail Riders Club. We know that's a charge building. Or First District building, because we know that's a charge building.
Yes, sir.
What is the cost difference of First District? Because either one, I don't care, take a pick. But what's the cost difference with, are we breaking even, or are we actually taking the profit?
No, sir, that's been our discussion in budget since I've been with the county over 7 years. None of our stuff, only the Horseshoe Park and the Sherd Park pretty much breaks even with utilities and what we charge. I mean, this is very, very similar I hate to bring it up, but just like our solid waste dumpster cans, we don't rent it out to cover the cost of the light bill or the water bill or the new air conditioner unit. The rental charges is not enough to cover it.
Well, Well, here's my problem right there. And I think it's very unfair for me to go there and rent Trail Riders Club out. Jody's paying millage taxes, and he's basically covering what the his tax money is actually covering the cost of my get together at Trail Riders Club. That's not right.
Yes, sir. You got it figured out, sir.
Repeat that again.
If I rent out the Trail Riders Club for $100, what is it?
$50.
$50.
For 3 days. I take the key up on Friday and I bring it back on Monday. And that we have a $200 lot bill.
Exactly.
I'll pay $50. Okay, where's the rest of the money? Where's the other $150 come from? It comes out of that 10 mils we're talking about out of the general fund.
Yep.
Out of a general fund that you want to do the rollback on, sir.
Yes.
We got
up. And that's exactly what I'm saying is, I remember when we put it in place where we used to not rent none of them out. It was all
free.
It was free. We put this in place, this rental stuff years ago.
We still pay the air
and we're fixing the have the big building ask him how much it takes to keep air on.
Yeah.
How
Mr.
it's going to be, it's, we're going to have to tighten our belts on that.
Much higher than other counties. Question,
why do you rent some and not others? Why
because of the size of the building. Honestly,
don't you have
fields
and costs?
Yeah, but there again, that's the answer because of the size of the building.
So yours is a $50 building.
All of them. I think
50
is.
I know of it.
If I'm not mistaken, Bookie Slough is not rented. There's no, or 55A.
55A, we don't charge.
Yeah.
Like we should,
actually, Swanee, I don't know. Swanee's not. Yeah, Swanee's not charged. I don't know about Gina down yonder. I don't know about it. So then we got the first district that we're with Jody. I know we charge, $50 on it. How many else have we got?
The other one is Ben's Club, and we're not renting it right now. But it's going back to the city.
Yeah, it's going back to the city. But there again, there's... Yeah, you know, talk about recreation a lot, slash library fund. We've got to look at what's actually in the fund. Can the fund support itself? Because if it's just like dumpster rentals, if it's not feasible, it's not feasible. If you want to make it feasible.
Right.
Same with the county parks. If they're paying $10 a night for the county park, when they're filled up, what they do, they go over to the marina and pay $55 a night. They'll pay it if you charge it.
Yes, they will.
They'll also hang you if you go to
They'll pay it.
Yeah, I've raised it.
But somebody with a big rig, they use $30 worth of electricity and get paid $10.
My point being is we're looking at and then I've said it on all three of these, I don't know if everybody's caught on to the path I was going down, and me and Darren kind of had a more in-depth conversation. But are we actually using the general fund 10 mils more? Paul said it every time. Whatever, we're short, we're going to go back to
yes.
the fund.
Yes,
time.
Commissioner, we do. Yes.
So do we really need to be looking at each one of these as a self-standing, self-efficient fund? And then you don't have to worry about it. Then you can actually bring these millage rate on down somewhat and save the overall taxpayer money versus taking his money and doing this, where really he's not enjoying the luxury of going to my party, because I've heard real good parties.
And you made that point very valid. Whenever you host an event, we're paying for it.
Exactly right.
But that's the same argument on a bunch of things.
That's my point. All three of them.
If we raise the rates on these dumpsters, we're going to raise the rates on the capping.
No,
that's a whole other. I'm not saying we raise rates. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is that's about the option that we're at.
Yep.
We can't continue propping up everything with general funds. We're almost maxed out. We've been maxed out for a long time. So, Jody, I know you got something to say. And we put a fee on there of, you know, honestly, a non-transport fee. We put that on there for y'all.
That's the reason. I knew we were going to be very short. I knew that a long time.
Well, God, y'all coming together, because I've been preaching out since I got here. We can't keep giving everything away for free.
Yeah.
It's a business.
That's why we broke. This is a business. It's not a charity.
Right.
It's running the county, but it is a business. If you do something, you have to pay for the service.
Thank you, that's money that I could have rented somebody else because they're calling every day.
I would change that. If you want me to schedule it, I need the money up front. And let them hand you the check and all that. And if they don't give you at least a week's notice of cancellation, then you keep the money.
And do you have any
there you
type
go.
Of agreement with them?
I created an agreement to hold them responsible for the condition of the building.
And of course, I haven't looked at it, and I'm talking out of turn probably. But
nope.
Being in workshop, I'm going to say my 2 cents in. I think you need to have an agreement. And again, they need to come in and sign that agreement and give you the deposit. And it needs to be greater than what the actual rent is going to be.
I agree.
If we're renting it, and of course $50, I agree, is way too low. If I can afford to throw a party, I would be able to afford to rent a building. Okay? And especially if we'll throw a good party like, you know, Mark down there. That being said, you know, they need to put down a security deposit.
Yes.
And that way, if it's not cleaned up and everything when it comes back,
you get to keep the deposit on top of the rent.
You keep that on top of it.
But then you look at who's going to go around and check each one of the buildings, and then we're going to be in the business of refunding that money out of finance to those that paid.
Well, someone's going to have to check them because we had enough tables for all of our buildings. Now we rob tables from everywhere just to supply tables for one building.
Yeah.
And so,
you know,
I mean, there has to be some accountability.
Why are we supplying tables?
Didn't we just spend $5,000 worth of?
And we bought new tables for all buildings.
But what I'm saying is, well, the tables don't. I can see that. I mean, from one aspect, as far as
well, they use tables when they do the voting. We have a bunch of like FFA different clubs within the county that go there with children and utilize the tables and stuff like that. That's what the tables was originally purchased for. But like I said, no one's accounting for those. When they do those rentals, one of the or whatever. Now, what we bought a bunch of stuff, no, we don't have.
At some point, you may want to consider having a person that's over parks, community centers, these activities.
Well, generally, I think.
And to help with.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Don't we have the people go out and clean the buildings prior?
Yeah, we do.
Don't we have them go out and clean the buildings after? So I already got somebody going that could do an accounting of items there or not.
As long as that's still available, because we went for many months, we didn't have that due to COVID.
Yeah. But on general speaking, we send people out ahead of time, and then we send them out there after.
That goes back to being a business, as far as you don't have to have, if I've got 50 tables there, I need to have a checklist that says I've got 50 tables when I come, and when I leave, I should have 50 tables returned back to you. And that, then I The Woman's Club over in Gilchrist County, it rents for $375. It's comparable to the Trail Riders Club.
Wow.
And they pay it.
How much?
$375 they rent that building for.
Right.
You know where the road splits?
Yeah.
If you, the one goes to Chiefland, the other one goes to Prime. It's on that.
I went to one that's right there behind, like, what the tag office and all that is. Well, off the park right there.
Yeah.
So that's the community center.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's behind the V. It's a little bit smaller. It's a little bit different. It's more comparable to some of our old community buildings, like 65A and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
Well, and that's going to be the thing. I mean, if I can rent, the, you know, our new county building that we're getting from the school, for $50, I want to rent that building for $50 where I want to have my good party.
Right.
You know, because it's a much bigger, nicer building.
We can get $300 out of Trail Ride. We'll get at least $450 out of that one.
And that's it. I mean, you know, like you say, if you do it comparable, then I think that where could you
if they want to rent it, they want the building.
I tell you right now, you lose the money at $375.
Well, I mean, if I want a $50 party, I ought to be able to rent 65A or something, you know, if we're going to do it by footage. I'm going to look at my budget. If I got a $50 budget, I'm going to rent a $50 building.
Look, we're pushing on time, so.
Yep.
Back to the recreation library.
How much money do you need in there?
$120,000.
All right. Well, that point four is 25. Point five is 90. And point 57 is 141.
Point, what are you saying is 3.4? Is that what you meant, sir?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I meant
the U.S.
So, say that again, Debbie, while I can sink in.
You got...
You don't have to point it.
At the point four, we leave it at the point four, we're gaining 25,000. We bump it up to point five, gaining 90. We bump it up to 5.7, that's 141. We need 130.
But here's...
But we ain't got no cushion.
But there again, you do. We just discussed it for 30 minutes. We discussed your cushion.
On this other stuff.
Are you going to fix the problem? That's your cushion.
Hmm?
Or are we just going to go here and max it out?
No, we ain't going to max it out.
And say, keep on doing business as normal.
Listen, I can interrupt. In 1961,
I'm not saying that the units don't need to change. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is we're leaving a lot of stuff out there just for the extra taxpayer to pay that they do not to offset that the average taxpayer does not have no skin in the game. And we're charging everybody across the board, and they really don't go to Fair, or they don't go to Shirt Island, or they don't go to our 50 community building. So there's some stuff on our end. Even if you raise this, there's still some stuff on our end we need to clean up across the board. As we talked about with Darren a while ago, Darren said it the best. They're looking at stuff daily to offset some costs.
Right.
But on the other hand, as being a new person in this county, I don't utilize EMS at this time, but I sure want them there.
But that's a luxury, honestly. Solid waste is a prime example, and this is what I had to get through my head was our assessment should cover whether you haul your stuff to the garbage or Waste Pro hauls it to the garbage. That assessment is to make sure that we have a facility there.
Amen.
And the ambulance fire truck is law enforcement. All them fall under the same category, in my opinion.
Basic money.
I hope I answered your question. Did it kind of?
Even though you don't use it, we still have to have it there to be able to provide it. If she wants it there, she wants it there when she needs it.
You have to have it.
Right.
If you don't increase, then you're not going to have it.
Back to this, if we're $129 or $129,000 short in that now, if we can increase that one meal to the 0.5 to generate about 9,000 of that, and look
and then start renting the buildings out at the accurate rate and generate funds
to make up that additional
and or take that $40,000 roof off of it. So you're either gonna sit there, you're gonna not do the $40,000 roof that needs to be done because of the mildew, mold, and all the
law, or you have to shut it down.
So. Honestly, what we're looking at, if we do that, is we want to do the roof. Everybody up there wants to do the roof. But how important is that roof? You know, it's going to be up to us to go there to fix other issues that we've been talking about for 30 minutes.
Yes.
So either way, the roof needs to be fixed because it's going to cost us more money by not fixing the roof than it is to fix the roof. So quote, unquote, we either fix some problems and still do the roof, or we don't do the roof. We just kick that can down the road. So either way, you're balanced, minus a leaky roof.
Cindy, we're going to fix the roof.
Don't
worry, we're going to fix the roof.
I'm trying to get the motivation on fixing the roof.
No, I think we can work with the 5. We can work with the 0.5. There may be some...
We're exploring the options to get the revenue in the parks and recreation side of
that's what it means.
And that's what I was looking at. This regular meeting starts at 6. Fix the problem.
The discussion that you got.
The other thing, you made the comment about when they go to the park, when the maintenance people go to the park and they charge the materials.
Labor, fuel, all that other stuff
that you're being paid for out of transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And now, granted, there is general fund money going to transportation that covers it. I don't know if it covers it completely. I haven't done the math on that yet. But you see,
that's exactly where I was going.
Yes.
It's unfair for the road department to be supporting the recreational side of it.
Or the maintenance.
Yeah, maintenance side of it without it.
Well, because even they do the courthouse. They do, any of these buildings. If at some point it may be that those maintenance people should be in the general fund budget, period.
And
what's in the road department is the road department.
Right.
But, you know, that's not traditionally how you all have done it. And I'm not saying you know, we're already changing lots of things. It may not be the year to do it, but to keep it in the back of your mind that may be a more, pardon?
Perfect year to do it.
it may be something that we need to think about doing it, because then when you look at...
Right, then.
If we need to be able to work on that.
Right.
Any other direction? They were, yesterday was the last day up for them to be in here. They were working on tax collector and clerk. They're going to do a little bit of more remote cleaning up.
I have to contact Richard because I don't think that Carl, the other guy that was here, finished with the board when he was here. He got called to go to Taylor, and he never came back. So I need to update with them on where they are. One of them indicated 3 weeks, but I don't believe it. I don't see that as happening, but we'll see. I'll get some information.
Just to refresh everybody's memory, mainly mine, our audit for 2021, correct? And so 2022 is sensing to close September 30th. So we still have one audit year out and right now. And
well,
we're looking at hopefully
30.
Yeah, which was due June 30th. So hopefully we're three weeks late right now on 2021. And so how do you project 2022 closing out in September?
We'll do it just like we did 21.
Maybe on, hopefully by June 30th of
2023. We're doing as much due diligence as we can to get some decent
care for them. Using
Jody's
parts now.
Pardon?
Using Jody's due diligence.
Well, you know, we're working hard to try to get to a good estimate of the fund balance.
But we knew the 21 was going to be late. We y'all kept us all abreast of that, and we knew that.
We were trying not to, but anyway, our goal is 22 is much, much, much better. Our goal is to start bugging them in November and December and saying, get your butt over here in August.
Do you feel like 21 will be closed out end of the year?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Do you feel like 21 is going to be closed out in September?
Yes, sir.
We're
open for
August.
That was my next one, August.
Yeah, I'm open for August. I don't think it's going to be 2 or 3 weeks, but I'm hoping that it will be sometime in August.
Okay, that'd be good.
And I mean, it's not ideal, but that's.
Then actually, when this one closes up, we're all called up until June 30th, 2023.
Yes,
correct.
And I did talk to them too when they came in.
Marvin
Sadler told her just to hang on to if you can give me a little, you know, that we're not.
Jackie's already requested that, but look, if you can have me a list, I can have everything ready for you guys when you get here so you don't have to sit in there waiting months to provide. It'll already be here waiting for you. Right. Or download it into files, whatever. So he just said that he could do that, so I will keep sending him to you.
I'll
say we're trying to get to normal. That's all we're trying to do is get to normal. We don't want to even, you know, I'm not even shooting for the stars. I just want to get to normal.
That's where we're at, too. I completely get that, and I appreciate the work on it. I truly do.
And I'm just going to try to be a little bit harder on me, just because I will be new, and I won't have Miss Jackie the whole time, so I want to be able to prepare for it ahead of time and not while they're here.
Right.
But Jackie's all rested and ready to go after her put
we keep giving the day to like October, but I'm not. Then once I get a desk, then she's going to quit, so I'm not getting a new desk. They're trying to get out.
Well, that's all I got.
I'm not paying her no
attention. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
That's all I have. Nothing but.
The only other thing I was going to tell you, ask you guys, is if you can think of something else that you want to present to you, let us know. You know, additional information that we can provide, you know, that comes to mind, any questions you have, let us know so we can get you the information that you need to make a good decision. All righty.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Just to go to the Value Adjustment Board and the workshop, in your packet you just have some information. So we're going to be moving to that soon, so you'll need to be looking over it, thinking about it.
Nope.
If you want to serve, you want to keep your things up.
Who serves on it now, though, Abby?
Well, last
WCB, WC, I think.
Jody, and you're the alternate.
That's perfect. But with WC not being here, so
right.
I'll have to put Jamie on there.
Yeah, y'all going to have to think of who you want, if you want to train new people, whatever. And then also your attorney, if you want to keep the same one who's been representing you for several years now. Very good. So y'all can just look over that.
And with that being said, now we got to remember that our attorney, our board attorney, cannot do that also.
Cannot.
So cannot do that.
Yeah, cannot do both. It's a conflict. So, yes, so maybe in the regular meeting, y'all think about this, maybe have some ideas.
Let's get it over with.
Then,
I got two.
You know, it'll be
after
the school board. You guys can see the rules.
Oh, perfect.
The only thing I'm curious about is when it comes to the homestead property. We normally don't have many people with 10, so are you just going to pick somebody out of the blue, or you want to use the same person as last year?
Who was that?
James Gilman from Gina, but he had some conflicts last year. Doctor's point is those kind of things. So I don't know if you want to use him again or go with somebody totally different.
We'll try him if you don't mind.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
Yep. You got this pretty good.
Am all served on that one time too, Dale 12?
Yeah.
So we might as well just go ahead and get that started rolling.
Yeah, that would be best if y'all could go ahead and decide who you want to do what. Because then we're going to have to go ahead and start scheduling our first meeting.
And then we make sure the people can redo it. What else?
All right, so that takes care of that by the adjustment board there. Any public comments or concerns?
Mr. Chairman, just as a reminder again, Mr. Buchanan is on vacation. I think he has intentions of being on the phone during the regular meeting. I have some work that I have to be, and we have requested that move the manager's report
up to yes. The agenda, just for the purpose of the proposed military grant tonight, and any questions, if you want to be here to answer those, if you have to be moved up front, if you want to be here to answer those. Yep,
got that
marked down. There was one that took herself off, so we put their,
bump
them right
up
in there.
I just have one more question. Were we going to go over anything with the criticism budget? Because it was put on the schedule, but I don't know
if it's
made.
That'll
be on the
list. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take them all.
Thank you.
Get the manager we there. That it? Anybody else? Then, need a motion to
motion.
We've got a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Second. All in favor.
It may very well be said. My home has to be electronic.
That's the most important, but it's all right. I know behind it.